I've got an update for you on ADHD this morning. We've been following the problems people in Oxfordshire have been having getting diagnosis and treatment for it for, well, a good few months now. Last month, we told you how Oxfordshire's adult ADHD services had paused new referrals for diagnosis assessments. They said that was to help them clear an unprecedented backlog. Jenny from Oxfordshire found out just how useful a medical diagnosis can be when she was diagnosed with autism in 2021. But as she told me, her journey to an ADHD diagnosis still continues.
I always used to think to myself, I think there's something very wrong with me. I don't know what it is, and no one else seems to know, but just this kind of suspicion that there was something wrong.
And I mean, tell me how it's helped having the formal autism diagnosis. How has that helped you, Jenny?
It's really been life-changing, really transformative in ways that it's hard to describe unless you've been through it yourself. But suddenly I found that I'm able to treat myself with a lot more compassion and understanding.
And so you're hopeful then that you can also get a diagnosis of ADHD. You don't have that at the moment. But here we are in this strange limbo in Oxfordshire where the list is currently closed. We have struggled to find out how big the backlog is. And for ADHD in particular, which is maybe not always the case with autism, you know, a diagnosis could come with medication, couldn't it, Jenny?
Yeah, absolutely. You're quite right that there is no specific medication to treat the symptoms of autism. But with ADHD, there very much is. And from what I've heard from acquaintances that I've spoken to who are currently taking ADHD medication, they say it's absolutely life-changing. And it's finally, you know, after struggling their whole lives, they finally are able to do life in a way that they haven't been able to before.
So there's no even indication of how much longer.
No, it's quite an open-ended situation that we're in.
So that gives you an idea of how a diagnosis and, you know, potentially something like medication can help. No end in sight for Jenny and many others across Oxfordshire. But now we're hearing that some people who got their diagnosis, who thought that, you know, that was that and they were sorted, are now faced with either having to go private or stop their medication completely because they're unable to get an annual review. And without one of those, their GP won't provide repeat prescriptions. Our reporter, Catherine de Costa, has told me why annual reviews are so important for this kind of medication.
Well, specialist ADHD medications are stimulants, and they need to be regularly monitored in line with national guidelines. In most areas, commissioners will either commission a specialist ADHD service to carry out that annual review, or they'll commission GP practices to carry them out. But in Oxfordshire, the commissioning body, and that's called the Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire and Berkshire West Integrated Care Board, they don't commission anyone to carry out monitoring and annual reviews for adults on this type of medication. And as there's no service in the county to carry them out, a number of Oxfordshire GPs have decided that they can't safely accept any request to prescribe ongoing medication. Now, this has been happening for many months. It leaves patients in limbo. They either have to come off their medication or they might have to pay to go private, but it could cost several hundred pounds just for admin fees. That's not to mention the cost of medication. And in terms of, you know, what's the reaction been? Well, I've spoken to a couple of GPs. They've described it as being a really big problem at their practices, and staff are taking calls about it every day. They say that it's very difficult for patients. Some really depend on it to function. Because the GPs feel that because they're not specialists, they can't act as one. It would be immoral for them to do that. They also say that ADHD diagnostic services have ballooned in recent years and that the commissioning body has underestimated demand. And you'll remember just in July, the BBC revealed that in lots of parts of the country, the backlogs are so big, some people could be waiting 8 years to get a diagnosis. And we know that here in Oxford, Oxford Health paused new ADHD referrals for adults to get an assessment in February because of the demand. Well, you know, NHS figures have shown that, you know, they've gone up. Adults on medication for ADHD has gone up from about 2,500 in 2015 to 9,500 this year. And I spoke to ADHD UK, it's a charity, and they said it's an absolute dereliction of duty of the NHS integrated care body. And they say that, you know, to drop people like this is absolutely outrageous.
So what has the care board said then? I mean, are there any plans to create, you know, someone that can do these annual reviews for them?
Well, I did approach Bob ICB for an interview to come on and explain all of this, but they declined. Instead, they gave me a statement. They said that they recognise that demand for ADHD assessment and treatment has increased nationally and locally, putting pressure on many services. They say, we understand the concerns and frustrations of local patients and they're working with GPs and secondary care services to find a solution, but it's going to take time. And they say patients that are facing particular difficulties, they'd encourage them to contact the Patient Advice and Liaison Service, that's PALS, directly. And you can find the address on the Bob ICB website.
Thank you, our reporter Kat DaCosta. I will speak to a GP about exactly what this means for GP and the extra pressure it's putting on them in a minute. But first, I want to bring you Ellie's story. She's from Abingdon, Ellie Crabb, diagnosed with ADHD when she was 21. Now she's 27. And she said she started experiencing problems earlier on this year after she moved to the county from Berkshire.
Pretty much immediately they said, you know, we've hardly got any funding, we can't really do new referrals, but it should be okay if you've been on the medication for a while. If you're an existing patient, then my GP got in contact and said, actually, they can't provide annual reviews, so we can't enter into an agreement with them. And because you're not in Berkshire anymore, they can't keep you on their books either. So I asked them, what is the solution? What I was told by my GP was either go private, which costs £350 just to transfer, or just to stop abruptly. And I did ask my GP, could we look at tapering off? And they said, to be honest, we wouldn't do that. We would just stop, which according to NHS England Online is actually really, really not what they suggest. They say there's risks of severe depression and anxiety and all kinds of horrible side effects from just stopping. You know, I'm not aware of just stopping a quite an important medication ever being a policy that the NHS really follows. I haven't been not on medication since pretty much before I started my adult life after university, working in quite an intense job. I've had a few days during that whole medication shortage where I maybe had to take slightly less, or I had to kind of wait until later in the day. And I just find that physically really, really difficult. I felt very low energy. And the idea that pretty much come Christmas time, I'll have to stop completely, I think is going to physically be a real challenge.
We heard that the charity ADHD UK called it a dereliction of duty. Henry Shelford from the charity joins me now. Henry, it sort of feels like, you know, we were talking earlier in the year about the solution, if you like, being this diagnosis and then maybe medication. This feels like another big challenge for people.
It does. And it's just awful. And it is a dereliction of duty. NHS has an obligation to follow the NICE guidelines and provide this service, and it's not being provided. And there are about 5,000 women and men in the area receiving ADHD medication on the NHS. There's a lot of people impacting, providing treatment for a year and then dropping. It's just outrageous, and solely because they failed to commission the review service. It's just hard to imagine any other lifelong condition where they would do that. It's the equivalent of the government shutting down all MOT services for cars, and suddenly a year's up and you can't use your car. I mean, that's effectively what they've done, taking something essential for many that's removed. So I know they've sort of complained that too many people are coming forward for help and support to their service. Other sectors have higher increases. HRT is up 300%, weight loss medication is up 3,000%. And it's part of the stigma of ADHD that, you know, that they haven't cared. And where's the duty of care? The suicide rate for ADHD is awful. We know that 1 in 10 men and 1 in 4 women with ADHD will at some point try and take their own life. And you know, just this week, I spoke to some parents who said they wish they'd known how tough ADHD was, how big the risks were. so that they could have done more, so that, because then it might have been different for their son. And here's an organization that knows how tough ADHD is and is doing less than is legally or morally required. You know, they're actively putting people in harm's way. It's going to ruin lives, and there's potentially going to be loss of life.
And is it particularly bad here in Oxfordshire, Henry? We heard Ellie's story there. It seemed to be working all right in Berkshire, and then she moved to Abingdon, and that's when her problems started.
It is particularly bad in Oxfordshire, and this sort of cliff is not something I've heard about, frankly, anywhere else. And I do have actually real sympathy for the GPs. The NICE guidelines are very clear. It says a healthcare professional with training and expertise in managing ADHD should review ADHD medication at least once a year. General practitioners, you know, aren't ADHD experts. There was a service that has now been cancelled, which was providing support for GPs so that they could do that service. That service has stopped, and the GPs are now not supported. And you know, you can see their perspective. You know, this ICB, you know, it's a failure to plan is a plan to fail, and they've failed thousands. I think it is important to know there is another option. So there is right to choose. Mm-hmm. So look, it is the National Health Service. It is not the Regional Health Service. And to stop the postcode lottery caused by failing populations, there's right to choose, which there are lots of details on our website. But it allows you to have your referral moved, and you can have your annual review moved to another service. You can be seen on the NHS in just 6 weeks. Because there are systems in the NHS that are working, and you can go to them. And honestly, our advice to people looking at this cliff edge is to get out of this failing ICB.
All right, well, it's good to talk to you, Henry Shelford. So advice on ADHD UK. Bob ICB also did say to go via their website and talk to the patient support line, which is called PALS, P-A-L-S. But the Care Board, which is responsible for commissioning services, has told us demand for ADHD assessments and treatment has put the pressure on so many services, but says NHS partners are working together to try and find sustainable solutions.